I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, welcome to tax filing season. For the rare organized person who worked on their taxes this weekend, I'm here to say that the IRS begins accepting returns today. For those of you saying, hey, I didn't even get my W-2 yet, the boss's deadline for getting those out is 2 days from now, Wednesday the 31st. This is also the unofficial beginning of tax fraud season, when the scammers descend and personal information pilferers really gear up around tax time. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports this year may be worse.
Just months ago, we saw one of the largest data breaches ever of personal information. Yes, the Equifax hack.
And that's exactly the kind of data that the criminals use to commit tax refund fraud and other kinds of tax scams.
Aviva Leighton is a cybersecurity analyst at Gartner. She says the most common scam is when someone files for a refund in your name. And if they don't already have your personal information, they often try to get it through email or phone scams, pretending to be the IRS.
Like telling you to come to their site to get the refund, or telling you that you're being fined or under investigation.
Nathan Rigney is a tax analyst at H&R Block. He says one way the IRS is trying to combat fraud is by delaying refunds for people claiming the earned income tax credit or the additional child tax credit.
Because those credits are target-rich for tax identity thieves, this allows the IRS to match the information on those returns to W-2s.
But he says the surest way to avoid scams? File early. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.